Good morning, everyone. Today is the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and therefore we will be starting the show with a moment of silence.
Because no matter how many things in the world you speak
everybody, you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. Here's Melba Moore.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway, no, she doesn't. She wasn't even there actually. But anyway,
all our office though, Jay.
I'm gonna send y'all some cologne,
because
I mean, you know.
Make cologne.
Yeah. Just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh God.
Okie dokie, babe. Whatever you say.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Well, thank you. That little piece I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.
Funny, how you doing today? Thank you for my first smile. I can't hear you. Can I hear you?
Okay.
There you go.
How we doing?
We good. How
okay.
You doing?
Uh-oh. Sorry, my voice is kind of in the basement today. For real.
Yeah, your voice is going low. How low can you go?
Well, this is the third Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, the third day of moving around and doing a nuts schedule until Thursday. So it should be cool.
Well, enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. And thank you, Elisa. We agree. Give us a network.
Thank you.
Give us a network. Do it. Do it.
So, hey, yes. Sage. Good morning.
Yes. So clearly this is the 20th anniversary of September 11th, 2001. Hey, Pop.
Happy Chulo.
And a lot of people, you know, are having feelings for obvious reasons. And I just want to invite every and anyone, if you have any thoughts that you would like to share, any memories, anything, because in my opinion, my humble, one person out of trillions, my opinion is that the event was extremely traumatic. Not only, you know, first of all, for the people, those who survived the event, and for those who were downtown that day in New York, those who were in New York, who had plans to be in New York, those who were born and raised in New York, those in neighboring states, those who are United States citizens, those who have, I just want to start off with one thing, and it's just something that popped into my head, I think, yesterday, and my own trauma, and I'm still traumatized by that event, and it still physically affects me. I don't like to talk about it, but what I will say is that people from all over the country rallied together on that day. People from all walks of life, different faiths, all band together. They came to New York. They went to Washington. Everybody band together to help. I remember bridges and tunnels being shut down for a couple of days immediately after, and then I also remember the tanks on the FDR Drive, Army tanks and military helicopters flying over my house and whatnot. But I digress. When I remember being stuck in the Bronx for a couple of days, and then when I was allowed to go over the bridge back into Manhattan, I remember the police being on the bridge and the military, you know, being on the bridge watching, looking in every car, and for probably the first time ever, I knew they weren't looking for a black person. You know, it had this whole different feel. Like, I knew they weren't looking for me. Not like I'm guilty of anything, but for being a black American, you know, a black person in America. Let's put it like that.
They can't tell us apart. No way. So,
you know, but
how dark reflected brothers.
Yeah, I just knew that, you know, I wasn't what they were looking for. Anyway, with all the people that got together, regardless of political affiliation, all of that stuff, everybody band together because people were like, what are you doing here? You're from Ohio. I'm an American. That was the thing. Whitney's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, these things. I mean, we all rallied regardless of what you look like. Even that racist bullshit, I feel like. Although, you know, clearly, unfortunately, there were people, you know, being targeted that day and the days thereafter due to their religious beliefs.
And that's where that goes, you know.
Right.
And
one last thing, Rez, I just want to say just one last thing and then I'll let you have it. With all of the unity that incident brought about in this country, it took one fucking idiot to remind us of just how divided we really can be. This country today, 20 years later, is more openly, I'll say, openly divided and disgusting than it ever was. And you would think that with the good that is inherent in human beings, because we're born pure, we're born good, I believe. And for that good to bring us together on 9/11/2001, and just to see where we are just a short 20 years later, that time went by like that. And look at where the fuck we are. People get it together. That's all I got to say about that. And the opinions that I have are not the goddamn opinions of
the views and information.
Okay.
For Brunch in the Basement series are solely those of the individual involved and do not necessarily represent those of WJBR Internet Radio.
And again, I say, get it together. Your prejudices, your goddamn phobias and all that shit. Mind your goddamn business.
Now, there's a piggyback. You know, yes, and I'm going to give Javon a chance. You apologizing for it. That takes it all away. If you mean what you mean, stand in it. You know, stand in it.
I do stand in it. I just apologize for the way I articulated it.
Why people don't understand?
No, it's not. Some people will never understand, which is why we're in this shithole. But I am striving to be a better communicator. You know, I really, really want to. I've been thinking recently about what will my legacy be. Can I be a healer and a uniter? Can I be a teacher of the truth? Can I bring, can that be a part of my legacy? Can I at least, you know, not just the scorpionism that I cannot help? Can I leave some other shit out there? So it's really about me trying to communicate more effectively. That's all. That's what the apology is for, not for the way the things that I believe, because
perspective is key.
Yeah,
I thought it was very effective communication.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You know what's funny about that too? I remember when I first got out of school, I had a professor I was extremely fond of, right? And he was asking me about the work I was engaging in at that time, and I was, you know, telling him and how I was, you know, building the bonds with the youth I was, and he was like, and they get you? I was like, well, you know, I'm happy. He said, are you trying to elevate them or are you trying to communicate? What are you doing? And, you know, I've always been blessed with people who challenged my thinking throughout my whole entire life, you know? And he's like, you know, it doesn't matter how many 6 and 7 syllable words you have for them and how you're trying to break down and explain. If they don't get it, you're not effectively communicating. And that's not on them. That's on you. And I was just, and that just forever changed my life, you know? So it was just kind of, when I think about communication, you know, when you see the memes go, but you know what I mean, you know what I said, you know, because you gotta, I just think in some degrees flexibility. It's very, very useful, particularly, and, you know, and this is just my personal opinion, does not reflect the views of WJBR Internet Radio, but particularly women. We got to know how to go from the curb to the boardroom. Dialogue in our level of approach to certain things, because oftentimes we can be in the boardroom and challenged by the curb, or be in the curb and challenged by the boardroom. And by that, I mean different levels of folk. So I just say flexibility is key, you know?
Absolutely.
So you were very clear in your dialogue.
Thank you.
You know, and sometimes, you know, I'm not an advocate for cussing, but a cuss word fits and closes out the sentence.
Sometimes
it's like a
better explanation point, right? We do have a caller. Do we want to take the call now, or 5086 are the last four digits of your number? What's your name and where you calling from, love?
My name is Sage Gallen. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, Sage Gallen, how are you, love?
I am amazing, and I agree. You know, Pop actually in the comments posted something which is beautiful, and he's 100% correct, in that we will never forget how we felt on that day. It didn't matter if we're a Democrat or Republican, black or white, young or old, we were American, and I'm, you know, that's a real, real statement. I am, though, reminded of what happened thereafter. And I remember that day in the morning, I was in Los Angeles, and, you know, I just woke up and the TV was on, and I thought it was a movie, and I'm like, this is a horrible movie. And then when people started jumping out of those buildings, it became real to me. And I remember standing there horrified, much like I was horrified this January the 6th, and watching that act of domestic terrorism. But I wanted to say something. Giovanni, you said, you know, a bringer of the truth, and I dig that. But, you know, what happened after 9/11 to the Muslim community? Walking through airports or being harassed or being beaten up, and, you know, mosques being torched and whatnot. We don't see that same reaction, that recoil, based on, you know, white people aren't, and even if they're wearing a Keep Make America Great Again hat, they're not being accosted, they're not being harassed, they're not being subjugated to a concept about what terrorists actually look like. You know, there's a meme, since you were talking about a meme, but there's a meme where, like a Simpson meme, where, you know, it shows the difference between a disturbed young man and a terrorist, and it is a color chart, and the terrorists are the brown and black people. The disturbed young person is a white person. So, you know, we are more divided, but I think the thing that will be a unifying force is really, really, really examining truths, you know. And the idea of supremacy and nationalism and terrorism and all of that. And, you know, I think it starts off, there was something that I had a conversation with my little brother today. And I was expressing to him how love is contagious. And the more we call people and say, hey, I'm just thinking about you, baby, I love you, the more that will grow, I believe, I hope, I pray. And the more that grows, the less necessity will be there to hurt, harm, kill, attack other people. And I just want to make those two points. You know, love is a powerful force, and, you know, if we're going to be real, you know, as horrible as 9/11 was, you know, there are acts of domestic terrorism that have taken far more than 3,000 lives, and it's not a comparison, it's just a fact. So thank you for letting me share.
Don't go anywhere. Don't. That was amazing. And what you also just brought to my mind, okay? The people who were actually burning the mosques, who were torturing the Muslim community are the same people who 20 years later, either them themselves or their children were the domestic terrorists on January 6th. These are the very same people. These are the very same people that burn churches, that go and shoot people in churches. These are the people. These are the folk that terrorize black people walking in the street. These are them. That's why nobody's torturing them. It's them. These are the Americans that think they have the right to mind other people's business and to say, this is my country and it's going to be the way I say and I'll kill you. And this would be them.
And this say that is less than 9/11, quite frankly. If we're going to tell the whole truth, you know, yes, there was a lot of tragedy on that day. Yes, there was a lot of you know, and yes, we still mourn as a country, you know, but there's a serious internal separation that happens too, because the United States, and I'm made it to whatever, and before I say it, I better do the disclaimer on this one for sure. The views, information, and opinions expressed in Brunch in the Basement series are solely those of the individuals involved and not necessarily of WJBR Internet Radio. That being said, United States has a vicious, vicious, vicious history of not minding their own damn business under the guise of whatever democracy that we don't even have here. Let's just call it. We don't have democracy here, good people. We have the illusion of such. And then we go into other countries and pilfer and tell them how they need to do their stuff when we ain't got our shit together over here. See, I could see if we served as some kind of blueprint, but we don't. We're still tragically suffering and so far away from where we need to be, it's disgusting. But yet, that same situation that occurred 20 years ago, it just pulled out very recently. You understand? And then rumor has it that some of the people involved were trained by the United States. So how do you expect to always have your hand in the cookie jar, but you bear no responsibility for shit? Examine that. And then you sacrifice our service people, our men and women that want to believe in things and want to make the country great. You sacrifice those for decisions made in a boardroom with a bunch of folks that don't look like us. And again, when I went over to, and I traveled internationally and domestically, and when I go over places, we were laughing stock when old boy was in office. They were just, I had someone from another country, and I'm not going to name the country, look at me in the elevator and say, oh, Trump. And just shook his head. I had to laugh. I was so like, who, what? Like, and I said, don't associate me. Period. You know, Bushes, the Cheneys, all of them. Rolling around in this stuff for decades at the risk of all of the people. They are still making decisions at the risk of the American people. When you decide not to pay attention to something happen, you're supposed to be protected by our military, foreign and domestic folk, right? But yet you still got, you know, and there is some direct correlation between, in my opinion, two stage, I agree, with them marching up on the Capitol, the same attitudes exist. You think you can march up on the Capitol same way you march your ass in another country doing something that ain't got nothing to do with y'all. Mm-hmm. You weren't asked to be there. And then you pull out and you look crazy as hell doing it.
And that's exactly it. People don't bomb you for no reason. Oh, I love you. Let me bomb you. No, you get bombed for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. For every action, there's a reaction. So,
one last point: you pull out of Afghanistan, but yet you leave all of your equipment, most of it, behind. What you think is gonna happen right after you step off? You leave your tanks and your you leave all of that stuff behind.
Because there must have been a way. There must have been a way to get that artillery out of there before you. You were leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Just start moving the artillery.
Okay.
We got it now. I'll wait.
We know who got it. It's all over the news who got it. They saying they're not shy about what they're saying. As a matter of fact, if you didn't realize we left it there, we left it right there in the corner. down the block. Keep moving. There you go. They
getting hotter. You're getting hotter.
Yeah. They,
how about we got sick? They thank us for it.
this is not a secret. It's just that people don't think beyond their elbow. If you know what I mean? Like if you would think the length of your hand, you might, you know, all the way down the arm to the hand, you might figure something out. But again, to your point, Sage, you know, there's no retaliation against them because they're the ones that typically retaliate.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to have to go because we have gallery opening today, but I want to make one last observation if possible. You know, there was a failed bombing attack on an airplane where a young man of color had something in his shoe. So now we all have to take our shoes off when we go to the airport, yes? Dylann Roof could shoot up a church full of black people. You could have a school where kids get shot up. You could have a movie theater. You could have a bank. You could have anywhere on this country get shot up. And these are my opinions, not radio station disclaimer. But we could still walk into Walmart or Walgreens or wherever and buy an automatic machine gun. That, the insanity is just so, the irony is so rich to me. I'm going to go, I have to run up to Harlem to this opening. I love you guys so much, and I love you guys watching. I miss you guys. I'll see you soon. Love you.
We love you back. We love you back.
Oh, we love you back. Safe travels, baby.
Thank you. Love you.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, really something to think about. And until we are ready, and I say it again, until we are ready to have and see, conversations don't mean arguing. Some people can't even have a legitimate conversation with someone opposed without feeling like something is being taken from them, you know. And I understand when you're locked in opinions and views, how you know, tormenting it could be if somebody proves them wrong or whatever. I get into that. But just to be able to have dialogue behind some of the things that are going on. Now, what I know to be consistent in my years on the planet is lack of responsibility from the people in power, because they'll just pretend it didn't happen. The way they've been telling history for years, it's just been such a miseducation. And we need to collectively unlearn some stuff to be able to love each other more, because it just won't work without it. The information they've given each other and spread out, and yes, I'll make them responsible for that, because, you know, they control it. You control this. A lot of responsibility comes with control. That's why some of us don't want it. But you have a knack, or you have a need to control everything. Well, then bear the responsibility for it. You can't do both.
Yep.
But you know, and again, it's a National Day of Mourning. We have many of them.
Yeah, unfortunately. How you doing, LaVon? And happy birthday again. Happy belated birthday at this point, but day again, sweetheart. Hey, Gabby Greta, how are you? So yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Birthdays is different now, right? You know, just grateful to put your feet on the ground every morning. And if you weren't a birthday celebrator, you know, celebrating these years, because, you know, we're still in another type of war at this point. And we still have not done much with the oldest pandemic that we've been in, which is racism.
Exactly. You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. You know what? I run across these videos. I've become sort of a social media monster because I just don't go out often. And again, wait, say it again.
You're addicted to TikTok.
Oh my God. Look, if you, I find these really funny, cute, or sometimes
they do. We're clear.
Yeah.
Mental health, clearly.
Yeah, that's because they're out of control. They feel,
yeah, mental health.
Yeah.
Or operating out of lack. Those are the two most dangerous combinations, in my opinion. You know, somebody who operates out of lack has a need to control everything, or trauma. But somebody who, you know, like, or the same boardroom wanting to control everything. But yet, it's like you just, it's like telling your brother and sister, go clean up your room, and your room is a pigsty.
How about that?
Come on, son.
How about that? Let me see. I saw this actually not on TikTok, but on another site. I don't know what I did with it. If I find it, I'll show it. It was this remarkable, remarkable.
Thank you so much on TikTok for that. Yeah, I don't know who's your neck. Was my dear friend Sabrina. She will send me TikToks on my cell phone. And I'm not even on TikTok. She'll send me TikToks on my cell phone at 2 in the morning. Whenever she's up, she finds one funny, she's sending it out.
Those things are fun. But these people are just so creative. I love it. I love it. I just don't have the... But you know what was interesting? And maybe y'all can help me with this. Maybe y'all can type it up and give me a response. So really, I'm trying to get 1,000 followers on TikTok, because once you get 1,000 followers, you can then go live. So that's really one of my goals. I want to go live on TikTok because it's...
Well, so you have to have, unlike the other platforms, you have to have a certain number of followers to be able to go live?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I just got like 700 and something followers. So if you're on TikTok, follow me. I'm Javon Again.
That's what it's called? I'm Javon Again?
No, Javon Again. That's my handle,
okay.
Javon Again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Javon Again.
Yeah. So, and I have like 700. I'm trying to get like 1,000. But anyway, some man went in my... I guess my DM on TikTok and asked me, I just laugh at the thought of it. Like, what made him come to my old ass self and put this in my, anyway, how would you like a sugar daddy to pay your bills and your rent? Like, what, my question is that even?
That's like, self-explanatory.
No.
He asked the question, how would you like, you know, it was kind of respectful. How would you like your daddy?
How about, how would he like a nice, I got my response. I got, thank you so much, Therese. My response, my response is going to be, how would you like a nice Hawaiian punch? Who do you think you're talking about? Who you think you're talking to? You're going to pay my bills and my rent. There's a lot of fucking assumptions you just made about me. First of all, what makes you think I rent anything?
You took that all together too personal. You ran that through your whole central nervous system, and it didn't even need to be. I'd have said, send the money orders to this address, to my management office,
you know,
and I will surely pass them. Bruh, if you just need somebody to TikTok with, you can follow my TikTok and send the check here and shut up. Now, if it was a sugar mama, would it have made a difference?
That would have been more funny. That would have made me giggle. Like, how damn old is she? Marcus.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, man. Like, damn. Shit.
Gabby says, send him her way.
Yo, what did I do with this thing, man?
Social Security. He's got his Social Security on fleek.
You know what I'm saying? I know, because if he think he going to share his Social Security check with me.
Oh, he's not. He's volunteering. He's still listening.
Oh, okay. Whatever. That's just too funky for me. How about that? No.
You draw your line as some type of funk.
Yeah, like how about no? No. Thank you, Walt. Thank you, darling. Thank you, honey. I appreciate that. I have to find, I forgot what the hell video I'm looking for. I know I'm looking for some video. Whatever it was good. I actually found the young lady on Facebook and messaged her to let her know that we may be showing her video today. The thing is, you know, if you use someone's anything, you know, you should get permission. You should let them at least know that if it's like common, if it's out there for the common, you should let them know, you know. And not that anybody's asked me, and I know this is going to sound random as hell, but when you find music online, whether it be music videos or however you stream, if you are able to, you should always find the song on the artist's website or on iTunes or something and buy it, purchase it. Spend the $1.29, the 99 cents or whatever, and buy it, especially if it's an indie artist or an artist not currently signed. A lot of artists that we've always loved are now working for themselves and putting out material for themselves, and that money then goes directly to them. Please, 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 let's support our artists that we love so much. And, you know, whenever you rip a song from the internet, you're ripping off the artist. I just want to put that out there. That's my thing for the day.
Why doesn't that surprise me, Gabby Greta?
Okay, so for the people who are listening on the podcast.
Yes.
Let's read that, if you could.
I don't know if we should with me on the...
Okay, maybe. No, I mean, it's out there. The legend, Mr. Stevie Wonder, allegedly used to roll up in church, sit beside a pretty dame, I guess, and tell her, I can give you all you pray for to the Lord. And I ain't even got to pray. You ain't even got to pray with me. Okay. We don't know that that's true or not. I mean, he never came to church when I was there and sat next. I don't even know that he would have to do something like that because he couldn't.
Would have to and what people do are two different things.
No, that's true.
There are other motivations.
Yeah. And this is true. This is true. You know, there's a lot of like psychology that goes with everything.
Yeah.
You know,
we'd have no behavioral sciences were my thing for a minute, because it's like you would think that one and one is two, but somebody's always gonna make it one and a half or two and a half.
This is true. Yeah. All right, let's check out this video, and y'all let me know what you think. I did find it. Of course I did. Tammy too much. Tammy TikTok too much. You know, pop.
Tammy too much.
Yeah, okay, let's check this out. Y'all let me know what you think about this.
Yeah, what's up? It's Friday, so I'm going to keep it black, but I'm going to keep it brief. So, Balenciaga, I would just like to know, where are the Negroes that work for you? Because I'm just trying to figure out how these pants, designed to mimic sagging pants over drawers, made it through the design room, the rollout room, manufacturing, into the stores, and onto your website. It's time to talk about cultural appropriation. For those of you who don't remember, there was a very long period of time where sagging pants had the Negroes of America in a chokehold. Widely popular in the South, men of all ages would sport their jabots, South Pole, Inichi, even their True Religion jeans around their kneecaps. Kneecaps? Yes, managed to walk, run, crank that soldier boy, pick up that baby from school, and everything else in these pants. The purpose for many was to show off their designer boxes and big belt buckles because materialism. You know, it was almost as if designers had special committees where they intentionally said things like, what is the flashiest, gaudiest design that we can come up with so the Negroes will buy it? Because we know they're not going to spend this money unless you can see the label from a mile away. Mind you, Louis Vuitton had already established a brand with monogram print, but other companies jumped on the bandwagon after Dapper Dan, T-H-E-E designer of the time, made buku money bootlegging their designs for hip-hop artists. So they shut down his operations and then stole his message. But anywho, these saggy pants were also widely disapproved of, definitely considered unprofessional, and associated with thug life and criminality. Furthermore, sagging pants in public was linked to sagging pants in jail, which, according to the street, was what men did in prison to signal that they were down for the, you know. Young men were strongly discouraged from emulating jail culture, so they wouldn't be perceived negatively in public and professional sectors. But was this out of love and guidance, or was it out of homophobia? This late 2000s trend was vilified by media networks and irrevocably associated with ghetto or hood culture. But now you about to have it on the runway? And see, this is what we be talking about. Y'all be so mad, upset, so quick to demote our contributions to fashion and popular culture down to dirty, improper, undesirable, and characteristic of the lower class, but then turn around and put a price tag on it so then it's valuable to the upper class and act like we was just gonna miss that. No, girl, they just don't care what we think about it. And don't get me started on the boxer braids, the Bo-Derek braids. Girl, we do not have to go there. Talking about cutting edge hairstyles. Yes, girl, we know. They made their entire fortune. Yes. Made their entire bodies.
Yes.
In the image of black women and do what black women's bodies can do. Like have black babies. You did not have to do them like that. But it's just not them. And y'all know who I'm talking about. Historically, cultural appropriation has worked its way through fashion, music, slang. They want to say the N-word so bad through a Christopher Columbus approach. White folks fishing around where they're not supposed to be in the first place, finding something they deem savage, claiming to have discovered it, dressing it up, inflating the price, making money, and erasing its origins. Since the early 50s, white artists have taken black songs and either completely replicated them or made them more palatable and then sold millions of copies without giving a dime to the original creator. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Big Mama Thornton, baby. Not Elvis Presley. Rock and roll? Not Elvis Presley either, sis, but very much Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and Fats Domino. Also, from the early to late 2000s, beauty standards were set on thin and pale women with no curves, and now everybody want a big booty. Me too, girl. Which is an excellent example because so many of the elements about black culture that have been appropriated were at one point ridiculed and relegated to undesirability until proven trendy. Until monetizable. Until the images of the streets made their way to top-level designers, or until they go on missing trips to the hood to find inspiration, and then come back and create their own shoddy representation of it. Gucci in their blackface menstrual sweaters, like the teased-out afros that are becoming common at fashion shows. Them nasty braid wigs from the Comme des Garçons fashion show. But here's the thing, designer brands. It would be a great idea for you all to develop collections with urban design, as long as you explicitly pay homage to the communities they came from, and as long as these campaigns are operated and run by people of color. We don't want to see your white take on knotless braids and goddess locks in the next 5 years. Keep it. There's a thin line between appropriation and appreciation. And the general rule of thumb is, if you aren't giving anyone their credit, acting like you came up with it, willfully engaging in the come up off of it, chances are you stole it. TikTok dances. And not even discussion of white creators taken from black creators, because it's not even so much about the action of an individual, but how society responds to it. Which is why I'd be so annoyed with Kim and them. Well, you know, she's helping black men get out of jail now. Well, I feel like that's the least she could do with her particular situation.
Lin Easy.
Yo, yes, I had to. She dope.
Yes, 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 she is. And she breaks it all the way to the floor. And see, that's what I'm saying. And what do we have to do? Resort to videos to talk to one another so you don't get the ignorant feedback, or so that you can get through the conversation? She got through all of that and we survived.
Yeah, right?
But she told the damn, truth.
You know, that's
tell
right.
The truth.
You know, that's right.
You know, it ain't nothing worse than having a conversation with someone opposite, maybe someone of another culture. When you have it with black folks and they're, you know, and that shit eats me every time. Because you should know better.
Yeah.
You can't be that fragile. I'm sorry.
Well.
Sorry.
Some of us been beat more than the others. And you know, it's, I think it might be, I'm just an assumption. It's clearly, you know, an assumption. But it might be easier for some people to just believe what they're bought. You know, like, what's the saying? As I buy it, I sell it. So they believe what they're told, and they don't have to take the energy to think further for themselves. They don't have to get their feelings hurt because it hurts. You know? It hurts.
The truth hurts? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But it only hurts if there's a level of resistance attached to it.
It's painful to know that there's a whole fraction of your country that thinks you're worthless or that wants to steal your goods or that your people have been treated in such a poor fashion. There are black people that refuse to believe it. There's a black man right now running for governor or some shit in California who thinks that white people should get reparations for the ending of slavery because they lost property.
Yeah, no.
And he's saying that shit publicly.
Yeah, he's the biggest ass thing out on the planet, you know.
On,
biggest ass in property. See? And that's what I'm talking about, because we buy into a system that they've created and we don't have free thinking.
And some people, you know, depending on where you were raised, where you went to school and who your parents were and what you were taught, you know, some people believe that stuff. I have a friend whose parents watch Fox News like it's the law. And her parents are Trump supporters, black as charcoal, and do not believe that he is racist at all, even though we know he was sued for racial discriminatory practices in housing. We know what he did with
that.
Come on, man. Mm-hmm. We know. Matter of fact, I think I told you, there are a couple of people who are celebrities that I know that we don't speak anymore because of their, they don't believe that Trump, and they don't see things the way that we see things. Let's put it like that.
I put it like this. I'm not offended by someone having, I'm not offended by a Trump supporter, you know. If you want to, like, I have relatives who are Trump supporters, you know. And we talk, we have conversations. If he called me right now, you know, we'd have a conversation. But he has the capacity to hear another side. You know, and what I end the call every time I tell him, don't go nowhere and say that in no areas that you know you frequent, you know, because he had the luxury of not living, you know, in the hood, so to speak, you know. But at the end of the day, it's kind of funny when you think about it, because we just lost the capacity to talk to one another. You know, you don't have to be angry and all this transference going back and forth about it.
Right.
I could be in a room with, I could go into a rally, you know, and still have my point of view if I'm safe to do that. But see, we've gotten to the point where if you have an opposing thought about something, you're either seen a certain way by your own peers. And that's the part, if I want to say I'm hurt by anything, that's the part when your peers, you know, that share the same experiences are afraid to talk about or only talk about. You go to here goes the truth door right here. You go right here.
But that talks about that. That's their trauma. That's their trauma.
It could be.
Especially
yeah.
if I believe something or I feel some kind of way and I'm not willing to be bold enough to discuss it, then or go through that door you're talking about, there's trauma. There's trauma that I've experienced that I'm not strong enough to push through.
All right. Duly noted. But then again, don't hate on or discourage the ones that's going to kick it in.
No,
and
that's fine too. But there's fear. There's fear about what's going to happen when that door is kicked in, which is the reason why I don't want to kick the door open, because I'm afraid. And I'm afraid. Don't. What is it? Like some people would say, don't borrow trouble. You know, just leave things the way they are. No, can't leave things the way they are. So, people that I know that listen, I'm just going to call them Trump supporters for the sake of keeping it simple. Don't believe there's racism. Don't believe whatever the hell they don't believe. If I were able to, when I speak my truth, their feelings get hurt. You know what I mean? It hurts them to think that could possibly be true. But that's their experience, man.
And we all get us some of our experiences. Is that not true? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, from my own folk, unless you everybody got a part to play. If you ain't going through the door, then help me get through the window. Bend over, I'll stand on your shoulders. You don't have to go in.
Right.
I got you, you know? At the end of the day, then it's almost like if you don't carry my same fears, it's weird.
It's
very
hard.
Weird.
And it's hard because, you know, I keep thinking about the different mindsets of some of the enslaved people as history tells it, which may or may not be true. I mean, hell, everybody could have been trying to get free. As far as we know, you know, we've been told that some stayed and some wanted to stay and some, which may or may not be true. I don't know. But
hard not to, when you don't see an opportunity somewhere and you are you're aging and
right.
You've been in it all your life. That's all you know.
Right.
It's the same thing that's happening now.
Yeah.
This is all you know. So us may be quiet.
Yeah.
Us might not rattle that cage.
Right.
Us might not ask for no raise. You know what I mean? It's kind of the
always
same mentality.
Always
transfer.
Always ask for raise.
Yes. But I'm just saying it's the same mentality that gets that, you know. The fear-based stuff, you know, and I'm not saying I don't understand why it exists. You know, I'm not that insensitive. I absolutely understand. People have lost their lives and their families over it. I get it. But, you know, you damn if you do, you damn if you don't.
Yeah. And some
people, guarantee nothing.
Some people are locked into certain situations as well. You know, psychological locks.
Hmm.
Physical locks and barriers. You know, I think this is a good time to do a Black History moment. November 11th, 1999. A young 17-year-old Serena Williams became the second African-American woman to win the U.S. Open, following the historic Althea Gibson, who won the U.S. Open in 1957 and 1958. Williams has dominated this women's tennis with her older sister Venus Williams during the beginning of the 21st century. Serena and her sister Venus have represented the United States well in the Olympic Games, winning more gold medals than any other women in tennis. She was born September 26, 1981, in Michigan.
Libra, do you see that forearm on the screen?
Hat and everything off to Serena. They have put her through so much. They have slandered her name. They have tried everything
to stop her, and she's unstoppable.
This queen is amazing. And you know, it's just all of these Black History moments that we share, I pray that if you see them, when you see them, you share them with someone 10 years younger than yourself and ask them to share it with someone 10 years younger than them. Until we get to the 10-year-olds. Because,
right.
And have them repeat it so that they don't forget it. Our history. This is the thing that makes us strong. When you look at this woman, a 10-year-old girl looking at her knows that she could do it. Over. I'm sorry, Rez. Go ahead.
No sorry needed. It's like long after, like you are living in history.
Yeah.
We're living in history right now. Because long after I call Serena and Venus home, they are going to be in the book, you know? And I'm just hoping that we are the authors of some of these books and we need to get some of these books pushed into our school systems so that people can learn the truth and learn about things, you know, on a widespread variety of things. Like the Williams sisters, I remember where I was when they stepped on the court. Well, when Venus did, you know, with her beads and just, people were like, what is this? And then you heard the whispering, it's like, oh, and then they talked about everything from the way they posed and the way they held the rackets, you know, just everything. And, but you couldn't talk about the way they were winning though.
Yeah, how about that?
Because it just wasn't seen. It wasn't proper this. And like, do you understand the mental health of folks that will tell you that this or that is not proper? That's the epitome of judgment. The way you stand with your racket is not proper, but yet proper for me. Because you haven't experimented on anybody prior to that point. You weren't even talking about, yeah, maybe Althea Gibson was able to have the posture. But, you know, she didn't have the anatomy of a Serena Williams. You know, and this is how we stand when we hold in our queendom, when we have to hold our core this way. Because she's undeniably a bad queen, undeniably, and they couldn't take it. A lot of folks can't take it, and even some of us can't take it. So it is what it is. Shout out to the Williams sisters. Shout out to Serena Williams. Shout out to Venus Williams. Shout out to Richard Williams. I just can't wait for the movie starring Will Smith when that hits the disco scene, because I already know, and for your dad to push through some of that drama and folk where they were at, it was like, oh, well, you know, some of the comebacks I'm sure were his that were written in the film, so I just can't wait to see it. I know Will's gonna honor it in the way that he honors most,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Particularly when all three of them are still living.
He's
like, you're going to honor that bad boy. But
absolutely.
Can you see the forearm on this queen?
Absolutely.
Look at his left hand. You don't want no parts of anything she's serving back on the other side. That's it.
Serena Williams. So,
Serena Williams.
Yeah, somebody go tell that.
Right.
People like to run and tell shit. Tell that.
Tell that.
You know, when we like to gossip, let's gossip about the good news.
The greatness.
Let's gossip the truth about our inventors. You know?
Speaking of every genre.
You know what I'm saying? Speaking of gossip.
Mm-mm.
No, there's another little something I want to share with you all.
Hi, I'm Chaka Khan. Now, I happen to have 10 Grammys. But you know what? I guess it's a nice feeling when you first win the Grammy, but when I look back on it all, I don't sing for Grammys. I sing for the love of sharing love and for the love of music. That's why I sing, not because of the 10 Grammys that I have. I'm thankful, mind you. But I don't play for Grammys. Okay.
Even when she's trying to be poor, she's shady. Reminder of why you do this, a reminder of your anointing. Your God didn't say, I'm going to give you this voice so that you can get Grammys. Like, that's man-made shit, you know? Shaka's been moving people in love for a very long time. Shout out to the queen. You know? And if we just so happen to catch up to want to honor it via a Grammy, okay. To the tune of 10 of them. But she had to bring that back into focus. She sings for the love of it. And through that, she has been able to pay a lot of bills. Shout out to Shaka Khan. Ooh, yeah. Rick James. Yes, King Richard arrives November 19th in theater and on HBO Max. Wow. And both? Okay. Simultaneously? Or am I reading that wrong? Well, Innocent Serena Williams executive produced the film alongside their sister Esha Price. Yes. Shout out to
it's
Esha.
It's like a couple of days later. Even Aretha is already on HBO, has been on HBO for a couple of days, like a week or two already. Like, it's sort of mm-hmm. because people are not going into the theaters the way they were.
Yeah. And just do a release on HBO.
Yeah, but people also want to see things. Some people want to go and see things on the big screen. So I guess, you know, they're just trying to get as much as they can.
Give them a run.
Eventually, the price of HBO is going to go skyrocket because it's going to be the go-to for movies. And I don't know. You know, everything gets monetized. It's all about the money. But, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm here for it. That's another one on my bucket list of things to watch. And the Rick James, baby, Rick James memoirs, Confession of a Super Freak, he praised Queen Khan. First of all, those two personalities hanging out together. You don't want to be nowhere near that room. All that conversation, all buttoning, nothing.
Exactly. Just shut up. Shut up. Just shut up. I get that. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, you have to consider access, as many Black people don't have cable, much less unlimited data to stream. Okay. Yeah, we got to, you know, they also should, like, the way they do war. And I think now because internet is such a necessity and we are, you know, there has to be something in the pandemic that should be the pandemic rescue trillionaire package that they assign internet service minimally ongoing to everyone in the country, which they could do. They force the cable companies to do that, give away free.
It's in the infrastructure deal, and that's one of
right.
the things. Yeah, and that's one of the things that the Republicans have been saying, that it should not be in the infrastructure deal, and the Democrats are saying yes, the hell it should be, because internet is now our way of communicating, and there are too many people in rural areas, too many people who are impoverished and can't afford it, or in poorer neighborhoods they don't have good strong Wi-Fi. The Democrats are saying that every American should have access to Wi-Fi because it's so important, just like the telephone was when it became the way of communicating. So,
yeah, and they've been ready to set up to get all this money moving. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and speaking of which, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention something amazing, that how El Salvador becomes the first country to have cryptocurrency as its currency.
Interesting.
El Salvador, yes. They have, yeah.
Interesting. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they are working on getting areas in Africa as well that, again, don't have. So, I mean, this access to stuff on one hand, it's like, yeah, but what y'all really doing? Because anytime y'all give away something free, you know there's something attached to it.
You know that's right.
It just is, you know? And, you know, yes, it's going to do good for the people, but guess who's ultimately going to benefit from it?
Absolutely.
Now, let's just hope in the long run, cryptocurrency stays deregulated because that's the pleasure of it.
Yeah, but it won't.
I can't say it won't. Just let's hope.
Look at marijuana. Just look at weed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's about to make government richer.
Well, then if that's the case, then drop some taxes. You know, if you got all the money from doing all this, and we know that's a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar industry, we know that. You know, we know that y'all going to get your PC, your change, you're going to do it. So then drop the taxes then. If you found something to compensate what you're ripping the people off for, drop the taxes.
You would think
give folks a reason to want to be here.
You would think they would do that now.
No.
I would think all it is dropping the taxes for the rich, the wealthy.
And, we just got to learn how to do that particular formula. You got to find you a good tax attorney that gives you that particular formula because the formula is there.
Yeah.
The formula is there. But that's just not the way capitalists work. In order for me to be rich, you have to be poor.
Absolutely. And we'll teach you how to be comfortable being poor.
Comfortable, sure.
Yep.
You know, and that's poor. That's and when I say poor, I'm just talking about money because you can be rich in so many other things. Like not having any money does not make you not rich. Please understand that. You know, because what they really want is your thinking, and that should remain priceless.
Absolutely. And
I am
with you, Pop.
Let's go.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like this. I'm new family.
Fun.
Yes, Billy Idol is one guaranteed way to lure her out. Yes, he loves, I'm sorry, not Billy Idol, Billy Ocean, excuse me.
Shout out to Monifa, a.k.a. Background Betty.
Yeah, she popped the door open and was standing killing it. Oh, in pajamas.
Go Mustafa.
Yeah, man. Listen, we got in the house at some disrespectful time, and you know, because normally she'd be up and out by now. and have to do it again tomorrow, but it's all good. But that one guy, or she was in the doorway killing it.
I knew she was over there doing something. I could see it. I could tell.
Yeah. Holy Ocean, he got a catalog for that ass, don't he?
Yes, absolutely. And speaking of I Can Tell, that's one of my favorites. I gotta throw a little bit of that on there. That's one of my Mo favorites.
It's Before It's Time.
You know, and that video was dope.
They weren't ready.
They wasn't ready, but that shit had to, it had me, I remember I used to watch VH1 back then. I was sitting at the very edge of my, it was sort of like a bed couch thing in my studio apartment. Or was I, whatever, doesn't even matter. This is it.
Feels good. Thank you. You're not fooling me. By the way you dress, by the way you talk, by the friends you keep, the friends you bought, how you treat your ex, how you treat your child, I paint your style from half a mile. Would you think of me, sleep with someone else? Would you take the time and protect yourself? How you lie to her, would you lie to me? I can tell if it's meant to be.
I can tell the guys are all the same.
Yeah.
I can tell if it's meant to be. I can tell the kind of guy you are. I can tell it.
I can tell what you really want.
I can tell it's all about.
Gotta know before I go too far.
I can tell it.
Would you raise your hand? Would you raise your voice? Do you act brand new in front of your boss? Did you finish school or did you drop out? Have you opened up a bank account? And if I hang out at the end of the week, do I detect a jealous streak? Do you go for self or you aim to please? Cause I can tell from what I see.
I can tell
you
guys are all the same.
All the same. Oh, I can tell it.
What you really want.
Gotta know before I go too far. No.
Boy, I can see what you try to conceal. And boy, I can tell when you're keeping it real. If I'm gonna love you, I gotta see straight to your heart. What kind of man you are? If you love me, yeah, I can tell it.
I
know you like a book with just one look. Oh. It's in your smile. You feel it now. No.
I can tell
by the way you walk. I can tell by the way you talk. Gotta know before I go too far.
I can tell what you really want.
I was. I changed my mind after that. I was going to go there, but I changed my mind. But I love that freaking song, and that video was dope. And not just because of the story in the video, but because Mo, and I'm speaking for my Monifa fan thing, fan head. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Fan head. I like fan head.
Slap me on the wall. I'm a fan head, right? She does this groovy walk thing where she walks. She knows what I'm talking about, I think. But
sassy mama.
Yeah, she does this sassy thing in the video, which I always thought was one of the coolest freaking moves. There you go.
And we were doing some remodeling and like what do you call it when you change up your linens and carpets and all kinds of shit, you know, from a couple of days, and we were going through spring cleaning. Yes, spring clean, fall cleaning, whatever that we call it. But we're throwing stuff out and moving chairs and all kinds of stuff. But says to say, I ran across some old photos, and one of the most in my opinion, adorable picture of her back in 96, I think it was. It was, she had this buried in this, she's got to do better to keep up stuff, but this was this old Right On magazine from 1996, I believe, or 94, one of the two. But it was still in great condition, but it was just misplaced, so we put it back where it should go. But, there was a there inside of it. She had some pictures, like actual pictures. Like she just stuck them inside the magazine. Not only was the magazine was she in the magazine, but these pictures. And the picture, I turned it over. I was like, wow, great shot. Yeah, I'll share it with you.
Yes, please but do. Because
baby face Finsta.
Because really, you know, like the, I guess the only one. See, I'm so stupid. I was going to say, this is the only picture I really have of her.
Really?
But that's...
She loves that picture. She always giggles at that picture.
I love it, too. It's really one of my favorites of me and her. But,
cutting up.
Yeah, no, she, you know, you have a beautiful wife. So she, but most of her pictures, I love all of them. Well, I love most of them. I don't love all of anything. I don't even love every picture of my mama. So, you know, that goes without saying. But this one is my favorite for sentimental reasons.
Oh, okay.
For sentimental reasons.
Well, does that look like it's at an arena, basketball? Yeah, I see it.
Yep, that was at a Liberty game way back when, and we didn't know one another. Well, she didn't know me, time. And I said, I saw her walking by. I said, when she came, and I had a, this, that picture came from like one of those Polaroid cameras, like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, like really old school, not even a camera phone. And I was like, Monifa, can I have a picture? And she was like, yeah, okay, go ahead. I was like, ah, Monifa.
Are you one of?
I can't
imagine. That would mortify me. Someone screaming my name. Like,
first of all, if I'm not typically that way because I've been exposed for a long time, like years ago.
If you are, it's okay.
But
it's
I'm really not. I'm really not. It's just certain people have brought that out of me. But in that moment, seeing her. Now, I used to work at Tower Records when it first opened, the one that used to be by CBS. On Broadway near 66th Street or something like that.
The Uptown one, okay.
Yeah. So a lot of people that were... I was not being creepy. I was being a fan, okay? God. Yeah, 66th Street. So it was right across the street from the television station. So we had, I mean, artists were coming in all the time. There was no such thing as buying music online and streaming and all that stuff back then.
Loved it.
Yeah, I mean, I met so many different artists coming in there, and none of them made me go ah. Even during that time, the Cosby Show was very popular, and Malcolm Jamal Warner came in with a friend, and I helped him find some stuff, and then I was never like, oh my god. It was like, look, I'm at work, can I help you, sir? You know, I knew very well who he was, but you know. And so many other people, Yoko Ono used to come through there
walking on ice.
You know what was interesting, though, about that time, speaking of Yoko Ono, and there's no shade here, but of all the artists, and I'm talking about celebrities like Jamie Lee Curtis, Stevie Wonder was the only other person that came in with someone, but that's because he had someone holding, you know, walking him through. You know what I'm saying? Because the man can't see. But Yoko Ono came with an entourage. She was the only one. It was crazy. Hmm. Craziness. But, yeah.
Maybe she was on her way to or coming from somewhere.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. No.
She was shopping.
I love Yoko Ono.
She was shopping. I don't know. I mean, she could have been. And also, you know, just for safety purposes, I guess. I don't know. Dressed as a member of the Addams Family for Halloween. The creepy
and the kooky.
Speaking of, you know what? Pop, you don't even know it, but you and me, you know why? Check out the most recent, he's talking about my attire. Check out the most recent rapid fire. How about that? The name of the game is Rapid Fire.
Okay.
So it's really like a word association game.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to give you a word, and you just say the first word that pops into your head.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And there's no wrong answers, and you can say whatever it is you want to say. It doesn't matter. Right?
All right. You got it.
Okay, groovy. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Love.
Needed.
Family.
Mandatory.
Community.
Of.
Color.
Black.
President.
Disappointment.
Chaka Khan.
No other.
Whitney.
Beyond.
Fashion.
Exceptional, powerful.
Dana.
Queen.
Thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. Hi, this is Timothy Snell, and I'm on WJBR Internet Radio. Tune in.
Welcome. Thank you.
Have a beautiful one.
Thank you.
I'm looking to see you in color next time. Color.
I'm going to send you a picture of me in my most colorful garb.
I can't wait to see. I'm sure your friend will be very happy about that too. Color.
I'm sure she will.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
I'll see you later. Bye-bye. You're welcome.
I'm gonna send that. Isn't he sweet? I'm gonna send that to him today. isn't that interesting? Pop telling me to dress up, and there you go. That's it.
Ooh, rapid fire. I hope y'all do it with regular folks one day too. Hint, Wanda Turner. We can do rapid fire with anybody. Gabby Greta.
Yeah. We've done it with each other, right?
You know, it's funny that I said to myself as I was cleaning, I was like, you know, we were talking about word association games because someone I know saw the one with Rasan, and you know, they went on to share that, yeah, you know, because that kind of you know, that's, you know, what was really going on with him, you know, trying to explain it. And I was like, yeah, maybe. You think? Oh, okay. You know, sometimes I'm just like, okay. Yes, a call in rapid fire too. Absolutely. Absolutely. A call-in rapid fire would be wonderful.
Absolutely. And you know what else would be kind of cool, too? What if people called in and gave us words?
Vice versa. Mm-hmm.
Reverse rapid fire.
Like, I'd love to do a rapid fire with LaVon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably everything she would say is, Javon is crazy. Javon needs help. Javon needs therapy. Javon has issues. If you say, community, Javon is an isolator. LaVon.
No, she wouldn't.
Say the word is picture. Picture Javon in therapy. Music.
Oh, hilarious.
She hides
hilarious.
Behind music because she doesn't have a life.
No, she wouldn't.
I don't know. See, I don't know if she's still watching, but she might be quiet right now.
Yeah, and Wanda Turnbull, yeah, get her in there for, like, give us a pinch of...
That, you know what would be cool with her? Say
what?
Zodiac signs, give her 12. Say Aquarius.
Yeah, 6
Gemini.
And 6.
Yeah.
One word for... Yeah, that would be dope.
One word for each sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
yep.
like one. In the
yep.
meanwhile, in between... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking about a sign. I follow this kid on Instagram whose name escapes me, but he sent me a message one time, and I've been following him. He does astrology, and he's hilarious with it. He's hilarious. In fact, the next time he does a video, I'm going to send it to you.
Send it to me. There's a young man that I follow as well. As a matter of fact, I posted his thing today. He's so funny. It was... how the zodiac signs react when you tell them they're cute. And
oh, okay.
That was hysterical. That was funny because, yeah, it was. He said, Scorpio, oh, you think I'm cute? Thank you. You want to fuck? Yo, we not that bad.
No, I can't say that. My mother's a Scorpio. Yep, she's right on the 30th.
An astro rapid. Yep, that'd be fun. That would be fun.
Yeah, that episode of Odd Couple when Felix and Oscar did Password, pure hilarity.
I don't remember it, but I used to watch that show religiously.
Oh, I love the Odd Couple. Yes, a rapid
yes.
fire after dark.
Yeah, because yeah. You're fun. You're fun like that, Pop. And that's the other thing. I know that we've done at least one rapid fire with Pop. I got to find that one.
Feels like it's time for another one, though.
Yeah, it does. It does. We'll get you soon. Soon and very soon. In the meanwhile, in between time, I want to end a little early today, if that's okay with you, Rez.
It's fine. That's fine. I can get some things done.
Yeah. So I want to thank everybody for watching. What I think that today, is there something you would like for us to cover? Is there something? Would you like to call in, Pop?
For those of you who are doing anything to memorialize 9/11. Please be safe out there in these streets. Even going downtown Manhattan, just be careful.
Pop, are you saying don't create a rapid fire for you? Because I'm definitely going to do it. You know, I have no... would you like to do a rapid fire now, Pop? You know, Chilo, you are very handsome.
What?
No, that's not a good one. We can't do that one, Gabby Greta. where we mention celebrity names to everyone. Not unless we do it in the chat. We can do that.
A celebrity rapid fire to mention the luminary names to
we common folks. In other words, like we get just like anybody, Gabby or anybody, a listener on and name names and let them say what they think about each person. I don't think we want to do that. Although I get the fun in it. Pop, even when you have clothes on, you come off as naked. That's
naked to the world. Shout out to Taraji P. Luda.
I mean, unless people know people, you know, like if you know Taraji and you want to talk about, but nah. Yeah, man. Not this show. You don't do that. Yeah. Nah. You see why I wanted to end early? Bob said no. I think he said he was saying no to me doing
rapid fire.
But Pop, all right. If you do it naked, it would bring more viewers. Anyway, yes. Happy Saturday, everybody. Stay safe. Okay, I gotcha. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. And spread love. Keep your germs to yourself. Keep it covered up and wrapped. Chaka Khan, I love you. And
peace, my people. See you later.
I'm good. Yeah, you called me. Everything was hanging out. But I wanted to say you are amazing. Your energy is beautiful. My brothers and everybody that is, absolutely. Everybody online, I know you can't see them right now, but everybody is talking about your energy, which is, you can feel it. It's electric. And yeah. You got me wanting to do so. We gotta do something. You remind me of myself, like energy wise. Like you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm just like, you remind me of me. Like I can imagine this is how I am. a little bit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. And
I can see it.
There. Yeah. I'm talking about your energy.
I can see it. I'm an energy person, so.
Yeah, me too. But
I can feel the like-minded energy.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So hopefully we'll get to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Aww. All right.
Thank you.
Bye, baby.
Awesome.
That's what's up. See?
See, this is where Javon gets quiet.
I know it.
All right. So what we're going to do right now? Exclusively here on WJBR Internet Radio, Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese and Indira Khan, we're going to play the exclusive.
You're
hesitating, what are you really waiting for? Cause time is ticking more than I anticipated. Promise I'ma be everything you like. And tell my
we can have people on the schedule for the show, I will bump them for you.
Aww.
Except for your mother. I wouldn't bump anyone for your mother.
That's always her. Hi, this is Indira Khan, and you're listening to and watching Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
Basement, no longer alone with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show. Put your bonnet to rest. Yeah. Brunch in the basement. Put your bonnet to rest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway, no, she doesn't. She just she wasn't even there actually. But anyway,
all I want is though, Jay.
I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank
well,
you.
Thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just kidding.